Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Good news for people struggling to pay their student loans. President Biden has unveiled a multi-billion-dollar program that gives relief to tens of thousands of borrowers, despite a Supreme Court ruling that said the president doesn't have the power to cancel student loans.
This is just the latest in a series of programs administered through the Department of Education not affected by the court's ruling.
My administration has approved an additional $9 billion in relief for 125,000 borrowers.
Which Mr. Biden calls life-changing for borrowers and good for the economy. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Gasoline prices are trending lower, says CBS's Tom Foti.
AAA pegs the average gallon of regular around $3.78, though California and some other states do have prices way higher. There's been a surprising jump in supplies and some drop in demand, so the cost at the pump is starting to reflect that, despite moves by Saudi Arabia and Russia to remove millions of barrels of crude oil from the market.
Why so many strikes?
City University of New York sociology professor Ruth Milkman on what's driving union members to strike.
The sense of being left out of the economy, that the companies they work for are doing well and they're not getting their piece.
There are the usual concerns, pay, benefits, and staffing, but also struggles due to inflation levels not seen in a generation and concerns about job security with the rise of artificial intelligence. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Late last night, the union that represents movie and television actors said it negotiated with studios and producers and will resume bargaining with them on Friday. Some former Democratic House leaders are being told to get out of their hidden private offices, says CBS's Scott McFarlane.
There's another controversy. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic leader Steny Hoyer say they were evicted from their Capitol hideaway offices, a perk for senior members. One of Kevin McCarthy's allies says Republicans control the office space and that McCarthy now needs and is entitled to the space that's been used by Pelosi.
Californians will remember the late Senator Dianne Feinstein, says KCBS radio reporter Mike DeWald.
The memorial will happen on the steps of San Francisco City Hall, with some 1,500 invited guests, along with the public spilling out into the Civic Center Plaza, lined in American flags on what's expected to be a hot, sunny afternoon.
Senator Feinstein died Friday at the age of 90. She was the longest-serving female senator. There's a gold rush on at Costco. The members-only warehouse chain has been selling one-ounce gold bars online for about $2,000. The market price for an ounce of gold is about $1,835. The gold bars are usually gone within hours of appearing on the Costco website. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pin still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pin still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome. We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that.
Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.